thanks to Steve Ward with Steps Ministries for visiting with us last hour, lifeimprovementsteps.com. We talked about addiction. I know some of you just joined us at 4 o'clock when you get off work. We talked about addiction and in particular how parents can be more aware and what to look for in our middle school, high schoolers, teenagers, and how you got to start when they're young and establish that relationship of communication. Lifeimprovementsteps.com. And the alarming part of that to me was with COVID that these addiction and things are up 27%. Wow, that's a big number. So Steve, it's good to have you with us. I think this is our first time to do radio together.
Yeah, Greg, I'm glad to be here. Yeah. I appreciate you having me. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So let's just jump in here. Tell us about your story first, and I think that'll help set up the ministry.
You know, I was. You know, a perfectly balanced teenager for many observers, but in high school, I found a way to solve a couple of the problems I wanted to solve. I wanted to be cool and I wanted to be connected, and I found out that alcohol was a good way to solve that problem. Mm. So I started drinking in high school, and it turned out to be a bigger problem as I got older. You know, I later figured out that I was an alcoholic and had to come to terms with that later in life. And then after I got married and had a couple of kids, we had an older son who got pretty seriously into drugs and alcohol. So we faced addiction and recovery in a lot of different ways in our family.
Yeah. Mm. So you've lived it.
Yes. Kind of been there, done that.
Yeah. So how did you overcome this personally?
That's a good question. Everybody has a different journey into addiction, mm-hmm. and many people have a different journey out of it. Mine was primarily spiritual. In other words, I really found God, or God found me, later in life. I was probably 40, but I was still drinking for a little while after that. But pretty soon, you know, I had to consider my drinking in a lot of different ways. You know, was it an idol to me?
Now, you said you wanted to be cool and connected. You said your son started running with the cool. Do the non-cool people, whoever they are, do they drink too?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. In fact, there's no...
Everybody's got their own
there's
reason.
There's no demographic.
Yeah.
The only commonality is people do what they do for a reason, but yeah. The reason may be different.
You were a functioning alcoholic, if I heard you say it that way, I think.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, you worked a good job and went to church and that kind of... Right?
It's funny. When I first started Steps Ministries, I didn't use the term highly functioning alcoholic to describe myself because I didn't want to imply that I wasn't a real alcoholic, yeah. You know. But in effect, I was. I was still very good at my job. I worked at IBM for 38 years. I hoped that I was a pretty good husband and a pretty good dad. So now I use that term, highly functioning alcoholic, on purpose, yeah. because a lot of people identify with that. Mm. I talk to a lot of business people, men and women, mm-hmm. You know, who may be senior executives in their companies, and they say, wait a minute. So you can be highly functioning and still be an alcoholic.
Right.
And so they get very interested in that concept. They often say many of the same things. They say things like, we didn't think it could happen in our family. We didn't think their condition had gotten that bad. We should have connected to somebody sooner. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know what to do. Hmm. The amazing thing is those comments that we hear so often are all preventable. And that's what we try to do in address those issues ahead of time.
Yeah. Now, you talked about the kit that you had come out. Of course, you're able to come. What other resources are there?
We have a lot of other resources that we can send out. We have a weekly blog. We have online tools and courses. I come out and do seminars. We also do webinars. You know, if your church or organization or company, by the way, is not fully convening, we do webinars all the time.
Yeah, because you will do that for companies because their employees deal with this.
Yeah.
Personally
and
in their family, and that affects the job.
Yeah. We also do it for business people themselves and for spouses and a lot of different kinds
of things. Now, big picture, the website they can go to and find and get to everything else
is lifeimprovementsteps.com.
All right, lifeimprovementsteps.com. And we want to have you back, Steve, to talk about other aspects of addiction. It's a big issue. And boy, think about it now where you're not having to think about it several years from now when it's gotten ugly.